Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. And it is a good Tuesday morning to you. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 582, down 9 3/4 on the open. September at 589 is down 11 1/2 off the open. July wheat opened at 593, down 8 off in the open. September 605, down 12 1/2. December 612, down 10 3/4. March 616, down 10. May 609, down 7 on the open. July corn opened at 408, down 8 on the open. September 417 1/2, down 6 1/2. December 419, down 4 1/2. March 428, down 3 3/4. May 435, down 3 1/2. July 440, down 2 1/4. December 2008, 420 3/4, down 3 on the open. July beans opened at 846, down 9 1/4 on the open. August 857, down 6 1/4. September 867, down 6 1/2. November 882, down 7. January 890, down 7 3/4. March 895 1/2, down 5. May 897, down 2 1/2. July 2008, 906, down 2 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 235, down 280 on the open. August 237.50, down 210. July soybean oil opened at 35.90, down 19 on the open. August 36.15, down 21. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 107.40, up 67 1/2 on the open. September 107.75, up 97 1/2. October 107.60, up 60. November 107.50, up 75 on the open. June live cattle opened at 90.47 1/2, down 17 1/2 on the open. August 91.25 unchanged. October 94.87 1/2, up 2 1/2. December 96 up 5 on the open. July lean hogs open at 75.70, unchanged on the open. August 75.05, down 7 1/2. October 68.60, down 5. December 66.10, unchanged on the open. And July bellies open at 97.50, up 32 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, after you looked at all your sources and talked to all your people, what kind of coverage did we see in the rain overnight, and how is the market treating that rain?
The market's treating the people in the areas that got rain that seemed to be small of our survey okay, but for the rest of us that didn't get a tenth or less, it's a real rough morning out here, Dave, because, you know, like I say, the majority of our customers did not get over a tenth of an inch of rain, and we find it very hard to, the spottiness is hard to take for us today. But the fact of the matter is the map looked green and yellow last night. It was going across there quite a bit. It looks like there's, you know, some coverage, but it is a lot spottier than what a lot of the maps are showing.
We saw a reversal down yesterday in the corn market. Does this signal in your mind a potential back in filling mode for a while?
We're seeing that today. I mean, we very easily, the weather forecast for Friday, Saturday basically is no different than what freeze notice has been throwing at us all week. You know, along with the weaker technicals and the little better chance for some rain and a little rain falling in some areas that wasn't expected, the market moved easily down and is staying under pressure today just because of the overbought situation, both the corn and the beans, Dave.
So what prices then become good levels of support for the corn market?
Oh, I think, you know, like I say, of course, the $4 basis the July is, you know, our big support level as far as that goes. You know, yesterday's highs, of course, are the resistances, which look to be very hard to be challenged today with the negativity from the extra moisture out there. So, you know, like I say, I guess Decatur got some good rain, Champaign got some good rains, but, you know, Paris, Indianapolis, Frankfurt over here, Crawfordsville, a lot of us saw some very spotty rains. And, you know, unfortunately, we would like to think that this forecast for the weekend is something good and might be a salvation to us, but they seem to have split and went around us every time they forecast these.
And basis for the December support would be what, 405, 410?
Yeah, I think the 410 bracket, 410 to 413 ought to bring in some fairly decent support, Dave.
It is appearing to me, based off the NAS numbers yesterday, and by the way, Illinois, a stunning 21% drop. We knew the crop was not quite as good as was being looked out the windshield, but 21% a week is still a stunning number, that it can't afford much more drawdown in crop conditions given the current acre without prices going higher?
Well, you know, that's one thing we looked at. We went from 77 to 56 in Illinois. We went from 61 to 48 in Indiana. You know, Iowa held its own and everything that way, but that was a tremendous drop, and we do need to see some good rains to stabilize this crop, and I think that that's what maybe the market was looking at, that if we get some rains in some areas there and some more in southern Illinois or central Illinois here in the weekend, that maybe we'll pop that back up closer to the 60% good to excellent level, Dave. But no, if it would just stay down here and not get rain across there, why prices would have to look at rebounding from here very definitely.
Let's turn your attention then to the soybeans. What are we seeing there today?
Oh, I think the same thing, Dave. I mean, we've seen some tremendously high prices. We're not very far off contract highs at all. And, you know, a little bit of setback with the wheat and the corn. It's a little more sympathetic and a little bit of moisture happening, you know, down the delta. A lot of the areas got two to three, a quarter inch to three-tenths, and a little chance for a little more down there, and they very desperately needed it there, but especially for any of the double crop beans where after the wheat's coming off.
So does market also do for backing and filling?
Oh, you know, like you say, yes. We were overbought in both the corn and the beans. Basically, along the way, a little backing and filling is healthy, and we need to get the overbought situation out of the way before we make our next leg up.
Would a 30 cent correction in the uptrend be a buying opportunity in your mindset for beans?
I think it would, Dave. I think that as we set back here, unless we see a real change in the weather from this two-tenths to half-inch type rains in this very warm weather, you know, if we would get to some general rains and get some 1 to 2 inch rains across the Midwest in a general patch attitude coming up, say, off a hurricane out of the south and out of the Gulf, then maybe not. But until, as long as we just see these very scattered showers and everything like that, I think we've still got a real fear of not producing enough bushels.
What are you seeing in the wheat market today?
The wheat market, we're seeing, you know, drier weather out west. We're seeing some combining continue on some ideas that the harvest pressure will sit in here, and maybe we're, you know, maybe the highs have been made. But, you know, we're also hearing continued poor yields in a lot of the places out west, and that freeze did hurt the crop worse than was previously thought.
You got any firm data from Kansas yet?
Just that we were hearing that some of the yields are coming in 5 to 10 bushels less than what they were expecting, but not firm data.
So what are you telling your producers about the grains today?
We're sitting here very nervously today, Dave. We're going to watch very carefully about where the closes come in today. Haven't made up our minds yet. We were not early sellers of this market, but we do want to watch that it doesn't close, you know, too much lower here without maybe protecting something. But all in all, we'd like to think that maybe it's more of a buying opportunity if we dip than a selling opportunity.
What kind of a number to the downside would demand that you could put on some protection?
Oh, I think, you know, as we look at the Dease corn, I think as we near 412 or something like that, you buy 412 with a 410 stop or 49 stop. As far as protection, I guess, you know, if we close below the 410 level, we're going to get a little bit antsy.
Turn your attention over to the Merck feeders up. Is that just off of the grains?
Well, I think the greens being lower helps the feeders contracts immensely, Dave. Yes, you know, as we look over at the live cattle, why more of a slightly lower mixed trade there, just holding its own. So, I mean, the feeders are finding strength in the lower corn prices today.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. And we see that in Kansas City, July wheat is now trading at 583 in fast trade, down 8.75. September, 592, down 9.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 590, down 11. September, 606, down 11.5. December, 612.5, down 10.25. July corn, 408.75, down 8.25. September, 415.5, down 8.5. December, 417, down 6.5. July beans, 848.5, down 6.75. August, 855.5, down 7.75. November, at 882, down 7. Looking at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today. He says, in Illinois, partly to mostly sunny. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Diminishing through the day, highs ranging from 76 to 88 degrees. Tonight, in southern Indiana, partly cloudy with a few lingering showers this evening, then clearing. Elsewhere, mostly clear, lows from 53 to 65. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs ranging from 79 degrees in northern Indiana to 89 degrees in southwestern Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.